B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
All right.
By the way,
12 o'clock here, noon.
Yes. Have you watched the Alec Baldwin roast yet?
No, I'm out.
Bobby D's on the dais?
Yeah, I'm not a roast fan.
No?
No.
Come on. It's hilarious, dude.
No, I'm out.
But Bobby D,
one girl
called him Alf.
You know, I know I love, you know, it's funny because my cousin likes it. He's like, watch those old roasts. I mean, if I'm going to be real with you, I got no interest. If I have a spare hour and I'm not watching a game, I'll go to a drama.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I'm
not watching that.
I didn't even know what was happening. I heard people
raving about it. Yeah, Mikey Mist raved about it.
Yeah. And it's like the last vestige of non-politically correct humor. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely not politically correct.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's hilarious.
What's it called? I like a lot. I love
Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. Did you watch the special?
I haven't watched it yet.
I watched that special. It's a great special. Yeah. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
You know, because he's brilliant. He's not only funny, he's a satirist. I mean, he's terrific. But again, I just don't have the.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
I don't have the gumption.
I mean, it was side splitting funny at points.
Was it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
That's cool.
610-632-0975. Let's get to the phone. Let's go to Ron in Philly. He's on the Fanatic. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Ron?
Not a first time caller, but don't get a chance to call frequently.
Thank you, Ron.
I wanted to talk about defensive tackle and what you guys think they would have to give up, or can they even get Leonard Williams? I read a few things about him available. And would you consider getting him over Ramsey?
He's a hell of a player. I mean, Williams is a hell of a player. The only problem is you're going to get both Malik Jackson and Jernigan back at some point this year.
Are you? I thought Jackson was definitely out for the
No, game. He's not. You can get him back.
At what point in time?
Well, after week 11.
Okay.
Your more pressing need is the corner. You're going to lock? Yeah.
That's where I disagree. I don't hear anyone talk. I think they need to
me, it's
get
the second most important position.
Listen, you know, if you look what they did last week, right? They pressured. They blitzed. Schwartz blitzed. He got pressure on Ryan. He forced him into mistakes. They need a cover corner, a lockdown corner. They don't have one.
Okay.
Well, you tell me you're good with these corners?
I'm not good with them, but if you can get pressure on the quarterback, enough pressure.
Did you get enough pressure last week?
Only when they started to blitz.
Yeah, well, that's how it works in the NFL. You got to blitz. It's really hard to get pressure on four with four.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I don't know why you can disagree.
I think you did it other times with four rushers. If you have four good rushers, you can.
Depending on the matchup, are you going to get pressure against the Cowboys with four? No. Here's your answer.
But other teams, you will.
Okay. Yeah, but again, against good teams who have presumably good offensive lines and know how to run max protect, what's frustrating me about Rod is I don't understand how you could not want the second best corner, third best corner in all the NFL.
I do want them, and is there any possibility you could get both? What would you have to give up?
Nah, you're not going
to
get both.
Yeah, now you're really dipping into the kitty here.
What would you have to give up to get a guy like Williams?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but it's going to be substantial. I mean, he's a player.
Malik Jackson, I think, is done for the hit. That Liz Frank and he had the surgery.
Yeah, but I thought he could come back after.
Yeah, it doesn't look like. I think his season is done. Jernigan was the 6 weeks. We thought that was originally for the rest of the year, but that turns out.
Malik's done. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
He's got that Liz Frank injury.
I got so nuts because I'm thinking about
Jernigan and.
No, I misplaced Jernigan and Malik. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ron. I want Jalen Ramsey. I think that's your biggest need.
Yep.
I think you can go get other interior line. You want to move Vinny inside, go get an A. We talk about Chris Long, talk about Connor.
Yep.
You don't want Connor. I forgot about that Malik had the surgery.
So catastrophic.
I'm thinking about Jernigan because Jernigan's coming back.
Yeah. They originally.
And I hear you, Ron. I don't understand how you could not want Ramsey first.
I gave you the numbers yesterday that guy tweeted out of the number one wide receivers against the Eagles. Guys like Amari Cooper, guys like Michael Thomas, and the numbers were insane. So to say that it's not only just Jalen Ramsey and the matchup against that receiver, it's the fact that he doesn't need help. And you can do so many more things with guys like Malcolm Jenkins if you have a lockdown corner like Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, I apologize.
That's a lot.
I don't mean to sound, rash about it, but I just think you need him so bad. I watch these corners. I go, I assume Darby will get better. We'll see about Sidney Jones. He looked okay. And some of the kids are going to get the Goblin back. But to have a number one like Ramsey, I just think it makes everybody better. It allows you. And then you could actually play with Schwartz once.
Yeah.
It's hard to get pressure with four.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Unless you got, unless your matchup is you're playing a team with a depleted front. It's really hard to get the pressure with four. I mean, they tried it with Fletch. And they've got Malik would collapse the middle, and you get the outside rush. But it's hard to do that. It's a frustration. Now you're going to get a bend but don't break, like Schwartz likes to play. Mm-hmm. But even Jim, Jim went and he had an array of blitzes against Ryan.
You may see more of that this year based on the situation that he's in. He may have to blitz more because of the injuries and not having Michael Bennett.
Yeah,
I mean that's a big loss now, Michael Bennett. Because he's a guy that can go inside outside for you. Let's go to Rob in South Jersey and Fanatic. What's up, Robbie?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rob.
How's it going? I called in because first of all, that darn Gunner, he got me. He got my blood boiling when he started talking and started fear mongering. I didn't like that at all. I'm like, look, it seems like it's almost as if the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl. It's the same old town thinking that never's going to go right. We got to hold on to our marbles and keep close what is dear to us because we might lose it. It's like, hey, look, we won a Super Bowl. We went out there. We got to go get a spirit. I look at Jalen Ramsey a little bit more highly than I think you guys even do because I think if we get him, we could probably be the number one defense in the NFL. And that goes
without saying. I
don't know about that, but.
Listen.
I'll tell you why. I got a reason. Can I tell you why?
Yeah, go ahead.
Make the case.
Well, the reason is this. When you put Jalen Ramsey on there, if you look at the defense and the way the pressure was given and what Schwartz trusted within the defense, I can guarantee you that it was a higher percentage of zero blitzes. Like, the blitz that he did do was zero blitz, or it was no blitz at all. So it was like he brought everybody or he only brought four because he literally can't trust the DB situation that he had. So it's all or nothing. It's like either we'll just stay back and play almost prevent type of man-to-man, or we're going to send every single person we have. When we get Jalen Ramsey, that completely opens the playbook for every other blitz package in there because maybe if they don't get to him in 2 seconds with a zero blitz, it's okay to get to him with a five-man rush or a six-man rush within, mm-hmm. 2.5 right. seconds or 3 seconds, and that buffer in the middle. So mm-hmm. I think Jalen Ramsey, man, he could really make everybody else on the team better.
You're preaching. I'm with you 100%. I mean, I still don't think they're the best defense in the league.
No,
but
it's a little far.
I'm with you, man. I love Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey is a competitor. He's a He is such a lockdown piece.
He wants to win.
That's why I'm a much.
And he wants to win. That's the biggest part.
I know. I love.
See, that's the biggest part. The only problems we ever had with this guy is because he was pissed off because he lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's my point. That's my point. That's why I'm frustrated. I'm kind
and
of emotional.
Hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm a stay at home dad, so that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
How do you stay at home all day with that chirping from your smoke detector? Come out to the remote tomorrow. I'm going to give you some 9-volt batteries. I need you to change those smoke detectors. All right?
Is that my fault? I
heard some chirping on there.
Oh, you did? Oh, I was in the basement.
Yeah, but replace that battery. All right? Do me a favor. That chirping drives me nuts. Yeah. You're not getting good sleep when that's going off every 90 seconds.
Wow.
I want to keep everybody safe in his home as well. You got to have working smoke detector. You got to change those batteries twice a year. What's the matter with you? You change the batteries? You get up there on the ladder? You have a ladder?
No.
There's no way you had a ladder. I knew it. Oh, you're the best. Your idea of home improvements is a phone call.
Yes.
610-632-0975. Would you know how to open a paint can?
Yeah, dude, I'm not dumb. I can
figure out.
Well,
that's a difficult thing to open.
I mean, you know.
You know, with your rollers and your brush.
Listen, I'm not a painter.
Like Vic Musto?
I actually paint. I like to paint.
Yeah.
But portraits.
You should do a portrait on a wall, like in the hall bath.
I've always wanted to do that.
Paint like a legit
like
portrait?
A mural, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should. Philadelphia's a city of murals.
I love that.
It's the Midday Show. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez, 97.5 The Fanatic.
After I can sell my movie, all right?
You should do like Tool Time 2, the show.
Yeah, no.
Featuring Anthony Gargano. You and Tim Allen.
Yeah, you're Tim Allen. So, you know, that's you. We do a show. You're a tool, and I'm cuffs. Bet on football season long, my guys. The Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. That's right. Street Row Ben Salem, Cousins Corner tonight. You want to be there, Street Row Ben Salem. You can get all. There are point spreads and money lines, parlays, props, all kinds of goodies you can do. And you got a couple football games tonight. Not the best, but we'll see Jalen Ramsey tonight. He's going to play. I like Jacksonville. I like him tonight. I like the Jags, believe it or not. I was telling the guys here. I was telling my boys, Nick and Joe, about Jacksonville tonight. You like Jacksonville tonight?
No.
No? You're all over Tennessee?
Yeah.
You like that? All right.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's okay.
Couple slices?
You got it. Go to the Parks Casino website, parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Get your risk-free bet to $500. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your losses. A free bet. Download the app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. It's parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Get your risk-free bet to $500. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Seven-five, The Fanatic.
Hello.
12:24.
Who's gonna do it?
On a midday show. Dude,
this surgery thing's got me freaking.
I know. It's
climbing the walls.
It's worrisome. I grant you, it's worrisome.
Like a hernia isn't one of those things like you rest it and it gets better.
No.
It has to be fixed surgically at some point. It's a thinning of the wall. That's what it is. And if he wants to try and play through it, my worry here, Ant, is that this is, he's an explosive player. And the sports hernia, and they haven't said it's that, but he does have it, he's listed with an abdominal issue. So you would think that's where the sports hernia kind of is. An explosive player is going to put a lot of strain and torque on the core. Not any player's going to, but a guy who's as explosive as him.
Yes.
Like, to me, I'm going, a doctor recommended surgery, and he said no.
Yes.
I'd prefer miss the six straight games, come back week 9.
Yeah, I would, too.
It fixed.
Honestly, I think I would, too. Yeah. I worry too much.
Can I call him and give him a second opinion?
Well, I worry too much in that I think, because when you're looking at him, you just need him on the field. You just need his presence on the field. It's such a big deal.
Yeah.
Having so I have Deshaun. I've had Deshaun worry. I thought, you know, 10 games because of a tweak here and a tweak there and, you know, the wheel. But you're right. The abdominal thing is a concern.
Yeah. And when anytime you have an abdominal surgery, too, you got to worry about breaking out scar tissue. I had an inguinal, which is different than a sports. It's lower. And it's no picnic. I don't know the similarities because I've never had a sports hernia.
Right.
But I had the inguinal, and I mean, after the surgery, I feel like somebody took a sledgehammer to my sack. I mean, it is brutal, the pain that you are in. I mean, you can't do anything. You can't cough. You can't sneeze. You can't sleep.
Right.
It was awful. I mean, seriously, that's what it felt like.
For how long?
Oh, easily a week. And then it took, I mean, you can't even lift anything over 25 pounds for 3 months.
Oh, no.
With really? That surgery. Yeah, I mean, and then you get these pangs that you feel like the surgery didn't work. Like you're walking down the stairs and you feel a pang. And they're like phantom. But you feel like it didn't work and you're right back where you started pre-surgery.
That's frightening, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's frightening.
And look, I'm no elite athlete and I'm not built like one and I'm not conditioned like one. But it's no joke. So, I mean, I'd prefer that he goes in there and get this thing taken care of and cleaned up and move forward that way. Because that way I know that for that second half of the year, he's coming in and his body is in good shape. Otherwise, this thing lingers. It's in, it's out, it's this, it's that. It could get worse.
Mm.
You know, it could become unbearable. Then 4 weeks from now, you're doing the surgery. Then it's, you know, now it's a 10-week injury, and now the playoffs are even in question.
Right.
I walked in here with a little bit of worry today, and I'm going to leave here with more than I came with.
No, I agree.
You know?
I agree.
Sheesh.
Can I bitch about Rhys Hoskins for a second?
Kill. Yeah.
Just 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead. Get it off your chest.
Andrew, can you jump in there?
The swing at the at-bat?
So poor Jason and Nick and Joe heard me railing. There's a runner on second. Hernandez is on second, two outs. Two strike count. And, you know, he's got a hittable pitch. But he swings from his flipping heels. From his heels, dude.
Like he was flotting a fly on the rafters.
You know why I loathe Gabe Kapler and this whole crowd? Is that you're in a pennant race, all right? They should be taught that with two strikes and a runner on scoring position with two outs, that you shorten your swing and try to put the ball in play.
Bat on ball.
Because here's what happens with the ball in play. You might get a base hit and score a run. You might get an error. You know what happens when you strike out?
Nothing. Inning ends. You know what? The art of choking up on the bat, that's gone.
Oh, man, that's way gone.
Listen, I'm not asking for him to choke up. All I'm asking is to shorten his swing a little. Don't swing for the fence.
Like, he's falling down to his knee.
I mean,
like Beltre used to do.
Yeah, his shoes are still sitting
dude,
there.
Just cut it down. Shorten your swing a little bit.
Yep. Make contact. That's
what the frig is so hard? And I don't want to hear analytics. Two strikes, two outs, and a runner in scoring position. That's the correct thing is to shorten your swing,
launch angles,
the ball,
man,
in play.
And he has the most pronounced launch angle.
Yeah,
in all
I'm going to see if it's updated. If he's still on top, I bet that he is.
Did you see it?
The swing, yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah, he doesn't shorten up a swing. Two strikes doesn't matter.
I hate him. I hate the way they play the game. Yeah. I hate the way they're taught. I hate Matt Klentak. I'm sorry. Sure, he's a nice guy and hit my hate sports hate, but he's got my team captive. I love going on watching Phillies. I love when little chill in the air. Reminds me of October baseball, but they are holding our team hostage, mm-hmm. And they're ill-equipped. They're not good. Inept at their jobs.
At some point, I'm going to make you like Denzel, the negotiator, to negotiate this hostage situation. And you're going to have to. I'm going to get you one of those bullhorns, and you're going to have to negotiate inside Citizens Bank Park with John Middleton. To end the standoff and make change. You're the man you're the man for the negotiation. Negotiate.
Listen, I'm in.
Yeah, you'd be great at it.
I'm in. I love that movie.
Hey, Rhys is no longer the highest launch angle in Major League Baseball.
He's the second highest.
He fell to third.
Oh.
Will Smith of the Dodgers, Adam Duvall is second, and then Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah. That's Charlie.
And Rhys Hoskins, it's still 24.3. It's still,
right, still Trout.
Nominal. Yeah.
Trout's got him down a little bit. You're not going to go overnight. The point is, it's situation. Again, whatever. You want, you know, nobody on. It's two outs, nobody on. And, you know, you're swinging yard. Go ahead. Swing yard.
Runner on second. Bat on ball.
Two
Short
outs.
The swing.
With two outs.
Yep. Early in the game, too.
man.
Yeah.
Well, play the game the right way.
They're killing the way that you play baseball.
And they don't play the game properly.
But that's not even correct, though.
Yeah, they don't play the game properly.
They're incorrect. So that's why they're not good. That's why they haven't reached their potential in addition to all their pitching. Oh, woes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right, let's
kill.
I killed yourself. I love that. Anthony and New Jersey's on the fact. Yo, what's going on, Ant?
Anthony! Hey, what's going on, Jason? How you doing, Anthony?
Hey, Ant.
I want to just preface, thank you for, after end of the fan fest, taking a picture with me and my wife. I appreciate that.
Oh, man.
You have a good time, Ant?
Thanks for coming, brother.
Yeah, it was a real good time. Yep.
Good.
But I'm agreeing with Jason's point. Not that I'm a doctor or I was ever a professional athlete, but I did have a hernia surgery. And this was in third grade, I know, and it was only like a week and a half, and I was running again. And I consider myself fast. And my father, who is in his 60s now, he just had a hernia surgery a few months ago, and he was up and going within a week. So it's like...
Yeah, they want you up and moving. They need you to get up and moving. That promotes healing.
Yeah. You just got to strengthen the area. But you have to take care of it, or it's going to keep growing.
Yeah, it's not one of those things that, hey, rest makes it go away. You know, it's not. It's not an inflamed area. It's a tear.
Yeah. Whatever it is, they got to take care of it. And, I mean, with today's technology, with medically, things heal much quicker than even when I had the surgery. So, I mean, they had the stitches that melt away. So.
Yeah, I'm reading here about sports hernia. And again, I don't know that. I know he's on the list as an abdominal injury. And it started out as what, a groin, Anthony?
Yes.
So it says a sports hernia occurs most often during sports that require sudden changes of direction or intense twisting movements. Although a sports hernia may lead to a traditional abdominal hernia, it is a different injury. A sports hernia is a strain or tear of any soft tissue, muscle, tendon, or ligament in the lower abdomen or groin area.
Yeah, well, all hernia is in the intestines pushing out.
Yep.
And making that bulge.
Yeah, it's a herniation, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Battle of the bulge. All right. Yeah. All right, no, I feel you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Anthony, what a pleasure, man. It was great to meet you, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care.
It says here, too, Ant, the pain from a sports hernia will usually go away in a few weeks with self-care. Your provider may recommend stretching and exercises to help you heal. If rest and self-care don't relieve your symptoms after 6 weeks, your healthcare provider may suggest surgery. Now, they have already suggested surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So did he come into this season with an issue and it has progressed to this point where they recommended surgery? All of these things, we don't know. But what I do know, and I'll use the same analogy I used before, we've had guys go out with a hangnail and go missing and miss seasons. In the Eagles.
You know what? I'm trying to not let the past dictate any kind of present fears.
Yeah. It's hard, though. In week two, you got three guys within five plays of the game are out.
I know. I hear you. I mean, you know, it was really stunning, too. I'm like, you guys, did you guys watch the game the way I did? Whereas, I keep looking for 10. Where's 10? Where's 10?
Yeah.
Because they didn't make mention of it until after.
Yeah.
Where's Alshon? Where's Alshon? How come I'm seeing... You know, Arthago Whiteside. How come I'm seeing it, so much Aguilar?
Yeah, why are we not stretching the field?
Right.
Yeah. One of my notes, I think it was their second drive, I wrote down, Mac Hollins in the game? Question mark? Because you're right. They didn't mention anything about Alshon or Deshaun. I'm like, why is this part of Doug's script? Why is Mac Hollins in the game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It also says here, making a proper diagnosis of groin pain in an athlete has become a challenge for physicians and athletes. Not long ago, most groin pain in an athlete was diagnosed as a muscle strain. But over the past few decades, significant research has investigated the source of the groin pain and found a variety of conditions from muscle injury, cartilage damage, nerve problems, and urologic conditions can cause similar symptoms. And most often, the diagnosis is called a sports hernia.
Hmm.
Let's go to Reds in Morgantown on the Fanatic. What do you say, Reds?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
Not much. Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know the first thing. Hey, we listen to your game. I'm going to come with my co-worker, Cody. We listen all day long to 97.5. This is my first
time. Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, I'm using up the lunch hour right now.
Good.
You guys. So,
we appreciate that, pal.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to say real quick, I don't want to be a dead horse, but you guys are 100% right. Hearing the calls all day. We got to go out and get Ramsey, man. Done deal.
Yeah, thank you.
Number three, like I want to call in about, I'm going to throw it out there. I know Jason's petrified. I know Anthony, I know you're a little concerned, but maybe I'm going to throw this out to ease your guys' pain. What do you guys think about possibly acquiring Bobby Anderson, local boys?
I love him.
You love him?
I love Robbie Anderson. Right,
so,
I love him. They should have drafted him. They should have drafted him. That was the only mistake that Howie made. Now, Howie tried to get him after the fact, okay. But he should have used the 7th-round pick on him. Because Matt Rhule was in his ear. Tell him about him.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, but I love, if somehow you get Robbie, now I don't know why the Jets would part with him, but, you know.
I don't know. I don't know how we'd get him, but I'm thinking, you know, if this D-Jax thing is going to be lingering, I mean, that would be a solid, you know, acquirement, but I don't know how we would swing it. So, yeah.
I haven't heard that he's available, so, you know. Yeah. But who knows? I mean, that coach is a kookalook, all right?
And like,
But Joe Douglas is there, so Joe's a sharp dude. I don't think Joe would want to part with Robbie Ames.
And we could also, I mean, you mentioned, Anthony, about, the Dolphins. What do you think about Preston Williams?
I mean, you know, I'm not really in love with him, but I'm all in on trying to add to this roster. I think you got a window right now, right? So I'm looking everywhere. I'm not in love with Preston Williams, but I'm looking. I want more speed, but yeah. I'm looking to add to this group. I'm looking both sides of the ball. I want Howard to be aggressive because they can win. It's wide open, and they can win.
Yeah, well, definitely with all this offense, you know, being tampered a little bit with these injuries, I was thinking, you know, I'm 100% stone cold. Howie's got to get on this, man.
There's going to be competition.
I got supreme faith in Howie. So, I do. I have great faith in the man.
If he can make it work, I think he's going to make it work. I think he recognizes the need. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
But there's stiff competition out there.
Yeah.
The Patriots are one of the teams that's rumored. You know, you look at, and you know that they're a team that isn't afraid to make trades.
Yes.
And take on players with questionable character, I guess, per se. But, I mean, I came in today with a tinge of worry. And now I'm riddled.
Full-fledged.
Yeah, now I'm in full-fledged panic mode here. I'm reading about the hernia.
You got virus mode.
Yeah, I think you got one, by the way. You feel pain in your lower abdomen? You were down in Disney, you are.
I was, yeah.
You feel any pain in the groin?
I was, but it went away.
All right, well, how about, do you have any pain in your testicles?
Dude, I
that's another
prefer
symptom.
Not to, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to diagnose
to be diagnosed
you here.
On the air.
Well, have you done these symptoms about, skeeve me?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like I'm getting
I got my Kuyun's hanging
bad
here.
Enough, I got Dr. Mike.
Yeah, well, it says
literally in my keister.
Typically, the symptoms are exacerbated by activities such as running, cutting, bending forward.
Yeah,
it's the most common in athletes where
I
you
do feel
bend
it
forward
after,
position.
After a lifting session.
What are you still doing with this lifting? What's the matter with you? Enough of this lifting.
By the way, Brad Miller is 0-for-1.
Wait, he didn't hit a home run?
Why would he hit Brad Miller 5th?
I don't know, man.
Why would he do that, Andrew? You did a baseball show.
Like you're supposed to have
answers.
I definitely
changed the subject there. Can you please? Like, I can't take it.
I don't know why he's also hitting him.
I'd rather talk about the groins with Jason than watch him manage a team.
I'll answer the question.
He's hitting him in front of Gene Segura, too. Like, that's the other weird thing. Like, why is Segura hitting 6th and Brad Miller hitting 5th?
Because he pulled the lineup out of a hat. That fedora that he wears with the aviator glasses, that's how he made the lineup today.
Meanwhile, Scott Kinger got out again.
He said, can we cut up everybody's name? I would have put them in a hat. That's how we'll determine who hits where.
I mean, have we ever seen a...
Get my fedora.
Like, he's I mean, it's Chip Kelly all over again. John Middleton can't, in good conscience, sign up for this again.
You would think he wouldn't.
Like, he can't. Like, he can't go home and, like, go, that, like... Is John Middleton going, hey, why are you playing Brad Miller?
Gave us a very valiant
effort. But somewhere along the main line, John's in his house, probably. I don't think he's in Atlanta. It's probably
probably at Eagles practice.
He's watching the game. He's
more concerned about the Eagles' injuries.
He's watching his team. And wouldn't that be a question? Doesn't he text Gabe?
Charlie.
Or somebody?
Text Charlie. Can you text Charlie and ask him why Brad Miller's at fifth?
I already did.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying.
I don't know.
Is he going to signal in a dugout?
I
need an answer.
Hopefully by tomorrow I'll have an answer for
it. We love it.
And then I saw the lineup. I said, what is he doing? Why is Brad Miller? Explain to me why Brad Miller. I said to him.
We sent a note to Boa. Bo will say one thing.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
Yes.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Because Kuntak ordered it. He ordered the code red.
It's unreal.
Brad Miller.
I'm sorry. I don't mean because we got bigger fish to fry or worry, mixing up all
need
my
a bigger pan.
Analogies.
We got so many fish to fry.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's just never normal.
Never good to mix the metaphors. I did that today. That's what they make me do because I get so emotionally charged.
Mm-hmm. I love to get all those little things and put them on your head. Like
now, you're making me more worried about the Eagles than the
it's not me. It's facts that are making you worried. It's not me. I'm not manufacturing worry. I'm pointing out what's going on. I want to put those little sensors all over your head so I can see your brain activity right now. And I would like to see like the charts of your heat map on your brain when you saw Brad Miller batting fifth.
Well, watching Hoskins hit.
Your lower lobe must
already
have been swelling.
Already, you know.
It's the Midday Show. Coming up top of the hour, bring the heat. And you may have to bring the heat during Bring the Heat today.
I'm already beside myself today.
That's the Midday Show.
All I want an Eagles, nice Eagles, pleasant season.
Yeah, well. That may be out the window. It's the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fact. Let me tell you, we love football. We talk about it all the time. And the week three starts tonight. Well, Tennessee, Jacksonville. Yeah, Ramsey's playing tonight. Maybe you want to throw some money on it. Football's great when you got some skin in the game. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And you can do it risk-free because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $500 by using my promo code Jason. So place your first bet, and if you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook is going to refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. And FanDuel Sportsbook, like I said, plenty to bet on. Moneyline spreads, props, parlays, special promos every day. And FanDuel Sportsbook, they've got lightning-fast withdrawals. So when you cash, you can get your money as quick as you like. If you're looking for a place to place that $500 risk-free bet, maybe look at the Birds against the Lions this week, despite the depletion of the roster and the injuries. Well, don't worry, because if you lose, you can get your $500 bet back with site credit. So sign up with my promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N, to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. You can download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So I was reading a Baldy breakout. You ready? Baldy! Remember when the Eagles could pound the rock down people's throats? Remember that? Not too long ago. Why did they keep only two tight ends? The roster seems incomplete. and it took throwing it 51 times in the 404 area code to remind people. Teams don't win games thrown 51 times.
It's not wrong. And one of those tight ends can't block.
Yeah.
Run block.
And that was true.
The other one's young.
We did talk about the not having the third tight end.
Yeah. They're using Dillard in that role, per se. Right?
Yeah, man.
Would you be okay moving Dillard to the left guard position?
Yes.
Get Sayamalu out of there?
Yes.
And put Dillard next to JP?
Listen, he's a tackle, and you need to... But
he'll be a tackle, yeah.
I'm a big believer in I want to play my five best players.
Yeah, and he's one of them.
Yeah, and Sayamalu's not.
Yeah. We saw that clearly last week.
So, that's how I feel.
He was horrific in that game last week. He and Darby just were not good. So those are two areas of improvement much needed right now. One protects the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the other one, maybe Darby be better if on that other side... You had a little guy named Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, you know.
You think it gets done? Ian Rapoport said yesterday that if a deal's going to get done, it would likely be on Friday after they play tonight.
Which would make sense, but I don't know.
Jacksonville's traded him. Why do they play tonight? Because you know what will happen. He'll get injured.
Nah. You want to play? He's a player. He's a competitor. He wants to play. You play him.
Yeah, in every sport, though, if you're trading a guy, you yank him from a game.
I'm not worried about that.
All right.
Did you see the report that one team did ask if he could play Thursday and Sunday?
Really?
Yeah, there was a team that called.
NFL rule they
can't, called the
right?
commissioner's office and they said, no, they can't.
Can you imagine that? Played 17 regular season games?
That would be so cool.
Well, playing Thursday and then playing against Sunday? That would be awesome.
Did they ask, can he play Thursday, Sunday, and Thursday?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Now you're tipping the hand to who that team is. There's only two teams play next Thursday. The Eagles and the Packers.
Yeah.
I go, is he going to be a Packer or an Eagle? I want him here.
Listen, I'm hoping it does. I'm hoping. I have supreme faith. Supreme faith.
Howie Hero?
And Howie. Yes.
Yeah. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll get to the top of the hour. We'll get to bring the heat, but let's get to Mark down in Miami on the Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Yo, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, brother.
I was going to talk about the Eagles, but you ticked me off so bad that I have to talk about the Phillies. First of all, they're not in the playoff run anymore. There is no way they have a shot at making the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Two, we have a professional hitter that we're probably not going to re-sign who plays the way you want to play, and that's Corey Dickerson, who knows how to hit with two strikes.
Yeah, the problem with him is that where do you play him? He's not good in the field.
Well, he's an average left fielder, no doubt. But I'm worried about McCutchen. What, is he going to be 37 years old?
Yeah, I am too. I agree. Coming off Achilles, he's going to be 35.
I'm looking at 34 now. But you want?
No, he's 32. Listen, he's 32 right now.
Yeah, he just seems like he's been around forever.
He does feel like he's going to be 37.
Yeah,
but he's actually only 32.
Well,
he'll be 33
in
October.
That's a big difference in your 37.
Do you want to get rid of a 300 hitter who's a professional hitter?
See. Listen, Dickerson's weird because remember, he was with Tampa, he was the Pirates. Yep. He's made his rounds. Like, he's got, like, good power, left-handed swing. The only thing is, I don't know if can he hit like that all year long because teams gave up. Like, Tampa should never have given up on him if that was the case.
And another problem I have with the Phillies, do you trust them? Do you believe this Bohm is a third baseman?
I'm hoping, but I don't trust them a little bit. No, I don't believe what they say. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I agree with you.
Yeah, he might be the best prospect they have, but
yeah, I don't
think say much.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I can tell you six outfielders over the last 7 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Who've been the biggest disappointments in the history of baseball?
Yeah, you're right. Listen, I believe nothing they say. I believe. Nothing, it's not even that they say, like, they're lying. I believe that they can't figure out talent.
You don't trust their evaluation.
Yeah, I think they have huge talent evaluating problems. Yep. I think their GM is under a rock.
Every team in our division, look at their kids.
Yeah, no, you're playing the Braves, and I know Austin Riley hit a little bit of a bump, but that kid's a player.
You see these young guys all over the league.
Yeah. You know, Albies came back from a little slow start.
Yeah.
Listen, they're I mean, they're all good. They're good.
You're listening.
That's, you know, Lonzo.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah. They all got kids coming up. Great skill sets. We just haven't seen it here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.